With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, we're going to pick up where we left off earlier this week. We're going to start with some truth or trash. We're beginning with Steph Curry will win a fifth championship alongside Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye. Guys, truth or trash?
I say truth.
I don't know if it's this year. I think he's got 3 to 4 more years as a primary player at number one because of his skill. Because you see players drop off in the regular season, not the postseason.
Yeah. He always has a chance. When you got Stephen Clay on your team, Wiggins will be back this year. Hopefully their bench will be a little better, right? Have a little better chemistry. He has a chance. I can't count him out. You can never count them out. That's a problem.
Okay, truth or trash. 90s arcade version of NBA Jam is the GOAT of basketball video games.
Oh. Agreed. Agreed.
Not even
agreed.
Close.
Agreed. What? Not NBA, even. If, not, like, NBA like, think about it. It's NBA Street was great. There's no other game that the verbiage from the game is still in basketball culture. He's heating up. He's on fire.
Like boom, those shakalaka.
Are, boom shakalaka. Boom. Like, are you kidding me? Matter of fact, I have to get that for my game. I might get my boys the NBA Jam arcade game. The
dude, two shout of them, out two arcade three. One up. It's great. It's not as big, and you can put them together yourself. It takes about a half a day.
Send me that link. I can't give my kids Mortal Kombats. Like, they will try Mortal Kombat on each other. I can't do that. But NBA Jam, they would love.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, try it out.
God, that's their Christmas present. That's their Christmas present. I'm actually Channing. Good job. Good job, Channing. That's going to be their Christmas present.
Good job, Allie. Thanks for putting the idea in my brain.
Great job, Channing.
Having said that, who was the team that you used on NBA Jam?
Ooh. Shaq and Penny were good. Clyde and Hakeem were good. Charles and Kevin Johnson were good. There were some when you go top two players, it's tough. I think Jordan and Pippen weren't as dominant as you would think in that game. I think it was Shaq and Penny.
Scott Skiles and Penny was the best. Go to the corner with Scott Skiles. Go to the corner and shoot with Scott Skiles.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this.
Oh, truth or trash. HBO just canceled Winning Time after the season 2 finale, which ended with the Lakers loss to the Celtics in the 84 finals. Another network should continue the show.
It's an expensive show.
Is that why?
It's an expensive
show. They canceled it?
Yeah.
I bet you behind scenes, those Lakers started pulling strings like, yo, 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 that's enough. That's enough. You got 2 seasons. We gave you 2. You shouldn't have 0, but we gave you 2 seasons. Now we have to either get in that ass or you have to shut it down.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. Those are expensive. And you think about the actors, the crew, you're doing a timepiece. So it's like you're going back to the set. Like those aren't expensive shows to do. Those aren't cheap things to do. So if they're not crushing the ratings, then, you know, HBO notoriously has a quick leash.
If you guys could buy an NBA franchise, can't be the same one today, and sell in 5 years, which franchise would net you the most return on investment?
Las Vegas.
God, fuck you, Channing. I was going to say the same shit.
Las Vegas, all, Seattle.
It has to be a current.
Seattle.
A current.
Well, they were an NBA city.
5 years?
Oklahoma. Do I get to run it? Do I get to run it? Ew. Do I get to run it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying ill to Oklahoma City. I'm saying ill to the pick. I think you could do a better pick if you're talking about increasing your revenue.
5 years from now, Richard, they have 36 picks still. Think about where you would buy that young upstart team now versus where they're going to be in 5 years. In 5 years, I think they're Western Conference Finals or bust.
Oklahoma City. What a pick.
Think about how young they are, though.
I think Detroit. Shut up. I was going to say Orlando, but then I know, Channing. I was going to say Orlando, but I know, like, the fan base there is different because it's a very commuter. It's a commuter. But Detroit, if you get Detroit rocking, they will sell out forever. So right now, you're buying low because their team's not good, not selling out. You have a brand new arena. You have a brand new arena. You have a bunch of young players. You got a brand new great coach in Monty Williams. So then all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're going to develop the talent. We have our picks. So in 5 years, if I were to buy them low and we get them to be a playoff team, maybe get a superstar, do something, all of a sudden you're going to be selling high. Right now, I think Detroit is the one place that I would say that's a basketball town. They have three championships in the 80s and the 90s, like, or excuse me, 2000s. Like, they're a good place. And if you could get them and turn them around, I think you would double your money if you could do that in 5 years because of the fan base, because of the, like, where the downtown and they got the new arena and all that stuff.
You know, we forgot San Antonio. With Wemby, think about now and then in 5 years, if he is who we thought he was, that's going to be crazy.
So you're basing it off just the player. I'm basing it off the whole thing.
Yeah, but dude, San Antonio packs every night.
Yes, it's the only thing in town. But you would be buying that right now. If you could buy today and sell in 5 years, you're not getting Wemby and the San Antonio fan base cheap. You got to make money in five. I think Detroit, in my opinion, probably Houston's a very good one. Houston's a good one. Agreed. If they're rocking, they're sold out. Places like Charlotte, if they're rocking, they're not sold out, in my humble opinion. Places like that if they're rocking,
Atlanta. Memphis,
Atlanta, rocking. If they're rocking, like, they're not sold out consistently for 41 games. So that's where I'm like, if Detroit rocks, that shit's sold out.
I would say Utah, but I don't think they have a superstar like those other teams do.
5 years. You got 5 years to get one.
True. With Danny Ainge, the way he'd be fleecing folks.
True.
OKC just approved a $900 million arena.
Dude, they pack out every single. It's ridiculous.
What's wrong with their arena now? I go to that
actually
arena.
It's one of my favorite arenas.
Yeah, it's nice. That's what I'm saying. It's like, we're just building a $900 million arena for what? It's going to make the owners rich. It's going to do all of these stuff. I know a small amount of it is going to be funded by the sales tax that goes into the city. But ultimately, you're like, I don't see that arena and think that they need a $900 million arena. That's just my humble opinion. Yes, it's going to be nicer. It's going to be newer. It's going to be all of these things. Do you need a $900 million arena in Oklahoma City? The answer is no. You have there is awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's not Arco. They're not playing at where the Sacramento Kings play. They're not playing there. They're playing in a nice arena.
I understand. Arco is gone, by the way. It's the Kings have a brand new arena.
No, well, thanks for that, Channing. I'm new. Thanks for the update.
I think giving them a new arena, you can make more money by getting more. If you have sellout with this young team now and you make it better, the experience, they're going to be in the arena longer. You could have a bet, like in the new Suns arena, they have that whole betting area. You could have a betting area. You could have more restaurants, more food.
I'm not saying that, but people have to pay for that. This is not the owner putting up $900 million of his own money.
Did Taylor Swift go to or Beyonce go to Oklahoma City? Imagine selling out that arena, 37,000 people.
Bro, they play. They perform in stadiums, bro. The stadiums and arenas are different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, road trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have a peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. Truth or trash, I've fixed a flat tire or changed my car's oil all by myself.
A flat tire? I just did that on our boat coming back from camping. It popped and I thought we were going to die.
That's the worst.
The price per minute doesn't add up for me.
For our listeners, you've got two very different individuals when it comes to this question.
The price per minute
does not add up to me. It's like I can spend 3 hours doing this, or I can go and try and like work and make some money. Yeah, I want to contribute positively to the economic status of mechanics.
I guess I didn't have a choice.
Did you just look it up on YouTube, or did you know how to change the tire?
My father-in-law was with me. I know
you didn't change the tire.
No, okay, let me rephrase it. I'm not changing a tire, but I can change a tire. I do have the ability to change a tire. Those are two different things. Some people can't cook and some people choose to not cook. I actively choose to not cook.
You don't know. I have never seen you cook shit in your life with me.
Well, bitch, because I'm rich. Like, what the fuck? How many times have you been to my house with a chef?
A t-shirt.
How many times have you been to my house with a chef?
Oh my God. What? When I went to Channing's house, he had a chef.
Exactly, bitch. When have I seen you cook?
I can grill like a motherfucker. I can grill.
Yeah.
There's a difference between grilling and cooking.
100%. I know how to do my laundry. That doesn't mean that I want to do it. Like, you know.
I just throw it all in there and put it on fast. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. People try and
Richard, what do you do?
You know what? I walk around enjoying fucking life. I work too hard, as Puffy said. I work too hard and I pay too many people to be stressed. I want to walk around and just smell the flowers. If I could pay somebody to do that, then I'm going to go do it. Now, there's some tasks that I enjoy doing myself. I don't mind going and get my car washed, getting a Starbucks, hanging out. I don't mind that. But am I going to clean toilets and do my laundry? No. And I suggest everyone, if you can work your butt off and you can get to an economic status, the first thing you should do is eliminate your chores. The things that you could be spending your family with, spending time enjoying yourself, working out, bettering yourself. First thing you should do, somebody told me this, hey, when you get your bonus at the end of the year, if you're fortunate enough to get your bonus, instead of being like, I'm going to go buy me a ring or I'm going to go buy me some jewelry, how about saying this, hey, I just got this bonus, I'm going to have my cleaning lady come once a week, every single month. That's how I'm going to spend my bonus, because now you're gaining back hours of your time that you would have to spend cleaning, and you're going to have to spend organizing. You're going to have to spend. So you spend that bonus. Now you just got 3 hours of your life back every single week. That's what the fuck I do. I actively look at how to get my time back.
12 hours a month, right?
Welcome to Richard's TED Talk. Having said that, I was just brought to Jesus with a lot of life perspective when I went to the dry bar earlier this week.
Oh, I thought that we were going a different direction. Oh, yeah. Ben, you were telling me the same thing. What did the lady say to you? What did the lady say to you? What did the lady say to you?
For all you women out there or men with long hair that don't like to wash or condition your own hair and blow dry it, sometimes there is this thing called the dry bar. And so I decided on Sunday at 2:15 I was going to go to the dry bar, and I watched the Rams Niners game while sitting there. And she said, what kind of styling would you like? And I said, I didn't want style. I don't want style. I just want you to wash my hair twice and then give me a good blowout. And she kind of chuckled and she kept walking and she stopped. She turns around and she said, man, if I had the funds to do that, I would come get my hair blow dried too.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you should spend your funds. You're like, I can spend 2 hours doing this myself.
Women,
on
I know
Sunday.
You get it, especially.
And like, if I can spend 2 hours doing this on my Sunday, or I can go and watch the Rams game and have it done myself. And that lady gave you so much respect. She's like, wow, she doesn't want any styling. She's just here to get a wash and a blow dry. She turned and looked and was like, you know what? I would do the same shit. That's how I live my life.
Speaking of Starbucks, going on to the next one. I've given the nod, truth or trash, when asked if I want whipped cream on my Starbucks order.
Never. Yep. Never. Never. Ill. Ill.
Dude, I order either double shot espresso or cold brew with a light cream on top.
Pause. I'm a Cool Whip guy anyway.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip? I like Cool Whip.
Wow, your versions of cream are different. All right, last one, and then we're out. Truth or trash? The internet rumors are true. Men think about the Roman Empire at least once a week.
Fuck no.
Richard, are you thinking
once
about
that? Once a month. I wouldn't say once a week, but
what
some
do you think about?
Richard,
well, not necessarily, but you got to understand, not necessarily the Roman Empire, like the Roman Empire. But yeah, I think of Rome. You think about Italy. Like you think about, yeah, I could do that.
Richard, do you know what she's really asking you about?
No, because I saw. No, listen to me. There's a
new show called The Roman Empire.
No. This is the thing. So there was there. So again. So it's like Game of Thrones. So
worse. No.
Now, like, listen. Game hear me Thrones, out. Hear me out. Listen to me. So Channing, if you could pick one game to be played in the Colosseum, one game in Rome, they were like, "Hey, we're gonna open this up. The Colosseum is gonna have one game. It could be any game in history. What game would it be?"
Could it have been played already?
Any game that's ever been played in history. Like the Colosseum is the most famous world stadium we've ever seen. If there had been like one game,
that's a great question.
Yeah. That's where I was going with this.
So for basketball, it's I think our game 6 in Cleveland.
Okay.
Where it was cracking.
Okay.
Ridiculous. And then for football, when the Patriots were down 28-3.
Ooh.
Falcons?
That went to the Falcons because the crowd is like, thank God, fuck Tom Brady. And now all of a sudden it goes, whoa. And everyone's like, oh, Tom Brady is so good.
I think the Texas USC.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, yeah.
I was about to say over here.
No, I was off in space.
That's a really good question.
What Arizona game of your past?
There's a few there.
Arizona, really? Kansas. We came back from 23 against Kansas. At Kansas.
I would say there's a Stanford win when Lute Olson came back after his wife passed away. We lost to Stanford, and then he came back and we beat Stanford at home. They were like top 5 in the country. We were like top 10. That game at Arizona or the Illinois game that we beat them to go to the Final Four. One of us was able to beat Illinois to go to the Final Four.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
And on that note. Channing does not think about the Roman Empire once a week.
Never.
His buddy Richard does never. Once a month.
Think about them dangly ding-dongs.
That's a weird
dingle
thing.
Dingle McCringe really... butt.
Yeah.
That's another addition. Bye.
Bye.